WBOB.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Nikki Whaley. Jacksonville Fire Rescue had a very busy Saturday. Three fires broke out within only hours apart. The first call came in shortly after noon at a house fire on East Eve Street. Now, no one was at home at the time, and the fire mostly damaged the back portion of the home. The second call came in around 3:45 at an apartment complex in the Arlington area on Burt Road, and the Red Cross is assisting the folks impacted in four units. The third fire was called in 15 minutes later at 4 at the JEA Commonwealth Service Center on Commonwealth Avenue. Three people were killed in a plane crash in Volusia County. The twin-engine Cessna crashed yesterday afternoon into land off of SR 44 near South Grand Avenue. No word on the cause of the crash, and those who have been killed have not been identified. They were all adults. FAA records show that the plane belongs to a man in Texas. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning, I-95 going north at Bay Meadows. Here's a broken down car. You'll see it on the right, 10 east at Cassett. An accident blocks the left lane. 295 south at US 17, another wreck there on the left causes backup. And 95 south at 8th Street, there's another wreck there. The left lane is blocked. Today, partly cloudy with the high of 90. This evening, mostly clear with the low of 78. Right now, 73 at WBOB. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida's education commissioner says that in the next 10 years, every Florida school will have an armed teacher. Over the weekend, Democrats worked the talk shows to build up impeachment favorability. And a new ABC News poll finds that about 83% of respondents were not so surprised by President Trump's conversation with the Ukrainian president.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
President Trump has something that that Nixon did not have. He has Fox News. Mm-hmm. He is an army of trolls. He has websites that will defend anything he says or does.
He has an army of trolls. Wait a second. What, in supporters? Because I know the president has an army of trolls that follow him to look up everything that he might make a mistake on. Hey, 4 minutes after 7 a.m. Good to have everybody here. We're going to get to your calls right now at 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Before we get to your calls and the stuff we've talked about, let me just give you a 30-second rundown of the top issues as Democrats are now working all the talk shows to build up impeachment favorability. They say that they've got a bipartisan support, the Democrats say, because one Republican's jumped on board. But do you agree that other Republicans may jump on board if we go down the road of impeachment? Also, an education battle over charter schools will head to the Florida State Supreme Court. My question to you is, their big debate is that many of these counties like Alachua County and Volusia County and Orange County, many of the school districts say that the decision when it comes to funding and approving charter schools should be done and the power should be left in the local school board, not the state of Florida. My question to you is, when it comes to the issue of approving charter schools, which is a school of choice, and described that way, should it be left to Tallahassee? Should the funding be left to Tallahassee, or should it all be left to your local school board here? And also, transgender Barbie. We play the clips. We'll play them again. What is your view about this? Also, real quick, before we start off with Joe B, we've got a lot of Joes on the line here. Democrats not supporting Elizabeth Warren. I'm looking for a silver lining. Why won't business Democrats, on what issue, will they not support Elizabeth Warren if she becomes the nominee? And by the way, do you think if the Democrats, let me ask you this question. Let me throw out a little bit more interesting here. We were told that there's a good chunk of Democrats, like North Florida Democrats, are very conservative on the issue of guns. 30% of the Democrats for many years considered themselves pro-life. We saw that 15% of those in the black community voted for Ron DeSantis on the issue of school choice. What issue do you believe that if there's a vote against Democrats, what would be the main one, that the reason why they vote against their own party? Or is it immigration? Like to hear your views. 831-0600. Let's go to, okay, line one with Joe B. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, brother.
Hey, with Elizabeth Warren and the Wall Street Democrats, if you look back, when Obama was president, he said everything the right way, and he never threatened the way they make their money. So for them, as firms, as individuals, yeah, okay, they're going to pay a little bit more taxes. Maybe the economy might stall a bit. But he didn't threaten them directly. You have Bernie Sanders and Warren both say that they're going to tax Wall Street directly. And you can't run a firm and support someone that's saying they're going to come right after you. So I think if Bernie Sanders gets it, they're going to be the same way, if not even more, because they're both directly going after Wall Street and taxing the individual. They're looking to take money from the individual firms directly. Plus, forget what they're going to do to the economy.
I would agree with you. Then let me throw this back at you, Joe. But remember, after the Dodd-Frank, after a lot of the regulations on the big banks out there, they even still, for the most part, Wall Street still supported Obama in 2012 after the fact of all that regulation. That if, and you may have a decent point where he didn't really heavily campaign on that issue in 2008. But then again, look at his actions from 2009 to 2012. He won re-election pretty easily.
Yeah, but again, he didn't go directly after their bottom lines. Right? I mean, restrictions, you have to work around them and within those guidelines and restrictions.
I don't know. I think that Dodd-Frank had a pretty direct impact on the bottom lines.
It had an impact on how they conducted business, but it didn't directly impact the bottom line as far as an increase in when you're looking at profits in a bank, banks find ways to shave the bottom line, to still have profit. But when you have candidates saying that they said it directly, that they're going to go after their bottom line and take money from them, that's different.
All right, Joe, let's see if a lot of people agree with you. Joe says that, well, Obama didn't really campaign on the issue of going after the banks and stuff like that. I think he did a little bit in 2008. But he said, to Joe's point, let's say that he didn't campaign on that way. But his actions of Dodd-Frank regulating the banks heavily, and by the way, he did affect their bottom line with Dodd-Frank. Dodd-Frank told smaller banks that they had to apply the same rules that were applied, the same rules that were applied to the big banks that were too big to fail, as they say.
Right.
Applied to the smaller banks. Did you know we had 360 banks nationwide that shut down because they couldn't agree or couldn't conform to the regulations? And it did hit their bottom line. When you had to take anywhere from some of the reports, 7 to 10% of your money and put them away, so you have a safety net when it comes out to, to be financially solvent, it does have an impact on your bottom line. Has an impact on your stockholders as well. So, but 831-0600, that's why I'm kind of curious. Why are Wall Street Democrats who supported Obama and Hillary not getting behind Bernie and Elizabeth Warren? Joe brings up a kind of interesting point. Is there much more of a silver bullet that we haven't mentioned? 831-0600. Let's go to line three. Let's go to Matthew. Hey, Matthew, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, brother, thank you for calling.
Yeah, hey, there's a double-edged sword here with the Democrats. First of all, with Warren and everybody else saying free this, free that, well, nothing is free and everybody knows it, and they're gonna tax whoever they can, regardless of your background, money you make, whatever. It's all going to trickle down. It's a trickle-down effect, and everybody knows it. The other thing is, if they impeach Trump, here's the double-edged sword. The Democrats, I don't think, will have a leg to stand on after they do that, because they're going to piss off 3/4 of America, and we're all going to vote Republican, regardless of whoever's on the ticket, and that's going to be the end of the Democrats.
All right, hold on. Let me ask you a question. Let's stick with that. Now, the numbers as far as an impeachment inquiry, according to whether you buy them or not, around 50%+. I don't know if you're going to tick off 3/4 of America if you go down impeachment. I think a lot of people are going to be ticked off. I don't think it's that big out there. But when you talk about free stuff and the Democrats, let's exclude impeachment for a second. As of today, Matthew, what do you think would also cause, I think if Trump went down the road of becoming a moderate on guns and other issues, I think that would hurt his reelection chances. On the issue of the Democrats, do you think that the issue, if Warren or the other guys besides Biden becomes a nominee, what if they go down the road of impeachment? What if the market starts taking a major dip? Do you think people will start noticing that?
Sure they will. Everything is in play right now, and I mean everything. We're looking at the economy. We're looking at Trump as far as the impeachment goes. We're looking at the Democrats, and everything they open their mouth on is take away from the American people versus the, whether it's taxes or try to take away our guns or our freedom of speech or whatever. It's all in play, and you got to take everything under consideration.
Yeah, I think you may be good. A lot of things into play. Matthew, thank you for calling. I wonder, and some people are saying that the reason why they don't think the Dems are going to win, I'm not saying they're not going to, I'm just telling you what some of the analysts are saying, is because the market, excluding maybe the talk on trade, which has taken a major dip in many months because of the trade war. We hear one thing one week, we hear nothing in another week. I think they say what they are saying, that if they believe that Warren or a Sanders, not Biden right now, some of these guys, if they think that they could win, people are going to start pulling out. That's some of the argument out there. Whether that's true or not, that yet it remains to be seen. Let's go to Joe. Joe on line two. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ed. Hey, you remember when Gillette did the little commercial with the transgender, the father teaching the transgender kid to shave?
Yeah.
And it hurt their sales. Well, watch
did
what
it,
happened.
Wait, hold it. Did it, I didn't know that. Did it hurt? I didn't see that part. Did it hurt their sales?
Oh, of course it did. Of course. Now, what is the transgender population in this country?
I don't know. What is it, Roger?
I wouldn't know.
0.0003%?
I don't know. You're more of an expert than me.
Oh, did I just... Oh, man. Joe, call back. I just asked, I hit the wrong button on that one. Hey, by the way, he's speaking about this... For those of you just tuning in, Joe, call back. I'm going to give you a few more minutes. I hit the wrong button here. A story we've been sitting on the last several days. How many Joes are in calling today? My goodness. There's a story that Mattel... This has been all over the map over the weekend. Actually, we had this story on Friday, and I put it on because I had to do that event and other stuff going on. But the Barbie is going to be now transgender. And what Joe's talking about is that Gillette came out. When was this, Roger? Hold on a second. This was
a couple of years ago.
Hold on, right here. Here it is. This was Gillette of May of this year. This was Samson Bukop. Samson Brown. It is a she who now wants her dad as a teenager to teach her how to shave because now she wants to transform into a boy. Listen to this clip.
Growing up, I was always trying to figure out what kind of man I wanted to become, and I'm still trying to figure out what kind of man that I want to become.
Still trying to figure out what kind of man. You're a woman, dude.
I always knew I was different. I didn't know that there was a term for the type of person that I was.
You didn't know though. There hasn't been a term until it was created to call it trans. It's always been a man or a woman.
Went into my transition just wanting to be happy. I'm glad I'm at the point where I'm able to shave.
Now, don't be scared. Don't be scared. Shaving is about being confident. Oh, you're doing fine.
This is the dad get behind the boy as he shaves, or excuse me, the girl who now transitions as a boy. Don't be afraid. It's a razor. Just be careful here.
You're doing fine.
I'm at the point in my manhood where I'm actually happy. It's not just myself transitioning, it's everybody around me.
I'm at the point of my manhood. Let's go back to line two to Joe. Hey, Joe, sorry about that. Yeah, so that was the Gillette commercial you brought up.
Right, but, okay, and you also have Champion Boxing Gear. They just did a thing about a female boxer that wants to transition to a man. Now, these things have nothing to do with shaving. That shaving commercial, what did that have to do with shaving? Zero.
I agree.
Is Mattel going to start running a commercial about, your child transitioning? And who's going to, buy into that?
Yeah,
they're mentally insane.
Mentally insane. Here's my question. Before I get back to the calls at 831-0600. Do you believe someone who is, this is all this whole Mattel, I got some emails over the weekend. Do you believe that transgender people are mentally ill? Roger says yes. Then my question is, with this whole gun control debate, do you think transgender people should be able to own a gun or apply for a concealed weapons permit?
Yeah.
If you think they're mentally ill, I'm not saying
well,
this. I'm asking
argument,
you out there.
Even the proponents of all this LGBT stuff, the reason why they support the taxpayer and insurance-funded gender reassignment surgeries, they say they could possibly kill themselves unless you give them the surgery. So
that's interesting.
By
I
their
realize
own
part.
Admission, they're saying they're, some instability
can you,
there.
But before I go start back with the calls here, a lot of calls coming in this morning. Can you, hold on, Roger, hold on. Can you imagine a female, born as a female, now wants to become a boxer as a man? Can you imagine being in the squared circle with that woman or man, and she beats the heck out of you? That's pretty embarrassing.
Would be.
Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Two things real quick. I feel that there will be some Republicans jumping on for this impeachment thing. The RINOs, you know?
All right.
The RINOs. And also, real quick, the whistleblower. I was reading that he's represented by the Compass Rose Law Firm. I was wondering if that's the same law firm, the Rose Law Firm from Little Rock, that Hillary was working for, and that would be kind of strange if it were.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, they were Arkansas-based, and it's probably a D.C.-based firm now.
Yeah, who knows? That's a good one. I don't know.
And like I said, you're going to have a bunch of RINOs jumping on board for this impeachment. Mark my words.
All right. Joe, he says you're going to have a bunch of RINOs. I mean, I hear from the Senate that the Senate's actually got about 30 senators to support impeachment. I don't know.
Mitt Romney's probably the most prominent.
Who yeah, was Mitt Romney.
Listen, he was our nominee at one point.
He was your nominee. But anyway, that's how I sound like a leftist right there. I'm not.
Right.
18 minutes after 7 a.m. Always love hearing your views right here. 831-0600. Let's transition over into a commercial. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
On I-10 East at Cassett, a crash with several cars. 295 South at US 17, an accident there blocks the left lane. 95 South at 8th Street, there's a wreck. And 295 North at Commonwealth, another crash.
Tax problems can be extremely stressful and cause financial devastation. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville to be your personal advocate and resolve your IRS or state sales tax issues. J. David Tax Law focuses on your needs and case outcomes. Don't be fooled by out-of-town tax companies that focus only on signing you up without even working with an attorney. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. If you have federal or state sales tax debt, payroll taxes, bank levies, wage garnishments, tax liens, or unfiled returns, have a sit down with J. David Tax Law and get the help you need. Never trust your tax situation to anyone you can't walk in and look in the eye. Call J. David Tax Law for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away.
It's not easy making a job change, but great opportunities only come around so often. And American Electrical wants to strike a deal with you that will ignite your career like you're a first-round draft pick. American Electrical is looking for the best electricians in Jacksonville, and they'll make sure you're rewarded for the work you do. A benefits package that's second to none, including 4% matching 401k. And once you're there for 3 years, you can start planning 3 weeks of vacation. Call 737-7770 or stop by their offices on St. Augustine Road. American Electrical.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. We understand that shopping for jewelry can be a frustrating experience, with everybody claiming they're a gemologist and people using loose quality grading standards. It's also impossible for a layman to be able to judge a gemstone for quality. So all a person can really do is judge the jeweler. Now at Underwoods, we're members of the American Gem Society, where our jewelers are registered and our sales associates and gemologists are certified. We're tested on an annual basis to re-win these professional titles. In fact, the American Gem Society was founded in 1934 to protect the consumer, and members can be thrown out for unethical practices. Underwoods is the longest standing member in the state of Florida. Now, not every jeweler is a member, so if you're shopping for jewelry, ask those common sense questions like, what are your qualifications? Ask to see their education certificates, and ask if they're members of the American Gem Society. And if they're not a member, you might want to ask, why not? Come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops at Ponte Vedra.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, October 5th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, October 5th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Farmers Market at the St. Augustine Premium Outlet Mall. And Saturday, October 5th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Partly cloudy this morning, sunny by the afternoon, and a high of 90. This evening, mostly clear with a low of 76. Right now, it's 73 at WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new ABC News poll finds that about 83% of respondents were not so surprised by President Trump's conversation with the Ukrainian president. An education battle over charter schools is heading to the Florida Supreme Court. And the Tallahassee Democrat reports that Florida State Senate Republicans may be open to some compromise on the issue of gun violence legislation.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
22 minutes after 7 a.m. Ed Dean Extra is after this morning show. We're on from 6 to 9 because that's all the man wants us to have, which is fine with me. But we have a podcast right after the show where you can catch it. Tune in. Just go to the website. Roger, in a particular part of the website, they just go to WBOB.com. And
then look for where it says Ed Dean Extra. If you click on that, it'll take you to where all the podcasts are posted.
Very fast paced. A lot of issues. We kind of wrap up into one about 15, 20 minutes. Very exciting. Sometimes it's probably more entertaining than a morning show. So anyway, so go tune into the podcast after this. Just got some emails on the Facebook. One of my liberal friends, he says, Ed, by the way, for those of you that are just tuning in over the weekend, the Democrats are all, listen, they think the wind's at their back. They think they're Christopher Cross, 1980. I'm going to ride like the wind. Not Chris Cross. Jump. I'm talking about Christopher Cross way before my time and Roger's time.
Right.
Because they're out there all over the talk shows over the weekend. And now they've even brought up the issue about, you know, the whistleblower, and now they want to have the issue of did President Trump and Putin, what did they talk about? My email friends are going, oh, yeah, we want to know what they talked about as well. They're saying in a smart aleck way, I bet they must have talked about how the weather is or how cool democracy is. Totally innocent stuff. What do you think? And so I just responded. I go, hey, why stop with Trump? How about we do Obama and the Clinton Foundation? Sure, I'm in.
Mm.
I'm totally in with all that.
Every conversation the president have recorded?
Apparently,
a potential for transcripts for every conversation.
Transcript, yeah. Why not just do it?
Yeah.
Because this all we all know what this is. They just can't handle it that they lost the election. All right. 831-0600. We have gotten some interesting emails on the issue of transgender Barbie. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Here's one from Sarah. Hey Ed, I'm gonna get my daughter a transgender Barbie. Does that make me mentally ill? Well, no, I just would question why you would do it. I didn't call you mentally ill, by the way. I asked the question this morning. Roger says yes. My goal as a host is to ask the question.
Right.
I sit back and go, I think, and maybe in some cases, depending on who they are, they got to be mentally ill. Then again, I've been told by other psychologists that they're not. My question to you is, if somebody becomes a man or a woman, blah, 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 are they mentally ill? Number one. Number two, this is the question that I'm throwing on out there. I'm not saying yes or no. I'm posing the question. Nobody cares about my views. I care about yours. If we're all into this discussion about mental illness and mentally ill, should not have a gun, should not have a concealed weapons permit, then my question to you on the left is, if that's the case, and those of you on the right as well, should somebody who's a transgender individual, should they be allowed to buy a gun and be able to get a concealed weapons permit? What do you say?
My concern was that there probably could be some problems here based upon some of the statements of the LGBT community.
For example?
Saying that they are, you know, at risk of suicide, and this is why, you know, they need to have the surgeries. And I'm concerned about self-harm issues. And if having being able to purchase a gun and having a concealed weapons permit could contribute to their own harm, I would not support that.
I'm just kind of curious.
Don't want them to hurt themselves.
Because Mattel has introduced a gender-neutral Barbie doll. The toy company has announced a new line. And guess what the age group, folks? Well, I'll tell you what the age group is that they're targeting. Transgender. According to the senior VP of the doll design, Kim Camoni, announced that the new product line is a toys of our reflection of culture. As the world continues to celebrate the impact of inclusivity and the positive areas, it felt that we need to go down this road because it reflects our culture here.
We see this line as an opportunity for us to open up that dialogue around what dolls are for and who dolls are for. And also, as the world begins to celebrate the positive impact of inclusivity,
that's right.
We absolutely fundamentally believed it was time to launch a doll line free of labels and free of rules for kids.
Inclusivity. That's the reason why they wanted to do it. So Barbie, or Mattel, excuse me, put out this video over the weekend, last several days, about the promotion of this gender-neutral Barbie doll out there. They had even had one of these pediatricians, Kara Natterson. She says that the trans Barbie doll will have a positive impact on social and gender areas.
Collection like this just knocks down every barrier to play. So it knocks down the gender barrier to play, which then has a social impact and a cultural impact and a parent-child dynamic impact.
Roger, here's the question. Did Mattel do some sort of consumer test-based analysis to see if this was going to fly? Because I'm just asking.
They're a major corporation. Obviously, they
don't do numbers.
They do not, you know, fly by the
surveys.
Seat of their pants and just, you know, decide they're going to try something. I do believe there was research behind it. But if you've got, you know, if you grew up with sisters, if you are a parent, you've got daughters, you know, transgender Barbie is regular Barbie is in rough shape after about 6 months. I'm wondering whether or not this could end up segueing into another conversation of how, you know, kids are now acting out their aggression against transgenders when people start buying these dolls, because regular Barbie gets treated pretty bad by about 6 months. You don't have sisters, do you?
Roger, how did you become such an expert on Barbie dolls?
I grew up with three sisters. And
I had an older sister, but she was playing with shotguns, dude.
Trust and believe. You're going to hear parents vouch for this. Trans Barbie's, you know, completely naked and her hair's cut by about,
wow,
I guess, 6 months. Yeah.
Roger, I don't know what's more disturbing, the Mattel story or you that knowing enough about Barbies here this morning. Listen, so Mattel put out this video promoting the transgender neutral Barbies coming out. Listen to this is that they had a I don't know what a cultural expert is. I thought I was a cultural expert. Here is Jess Weiner. She's a culture expert. She says, in the days that we live in today, children are in need to apply their views and how they express themselves. She says there needs to be no rules and there needs to be no labels.
I think that we have hit a moment in time with a product of its time for children that are deeply in need of this kind of self-expression without rules and without labels.
Kids need to be in a need of self-expression, no rules and no labels. Folks, we kind of have things that you do have to have rules and limits on your behavior, and you do have to have rules and limits on your free expression. All right? It exists. According to the research, they say, quote, Bart Mattel says, we've heard that kids don't want their toys dictated by gender norms. And the Barbie target age group, are you ready for this? That they're targeting these gender-neutral dolls is between the ages of 3 and 12. Because why? It's crucial to a child's development and their gender crisis. That's what the press release says. What is your view on this? 831-0600-904-831-0600. Your calls are up next on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They are trying to stop me because I am fighting for you. A tweet from President Trump this morning. He is again lashing out at Democrats for their ongoing impeachment inquiry. Three of four inmates who authorities say overpowered two corrections officers and escaped from Ohio's Gallia County Jail have now been captured in Cary, North Carolina. The three taken into custody without incident early this morning, the fourth inmate still at large. China's lead trade negotiator will lead the upcoming 13th round of talks aimed at resolving the trade standoff with the U.S. Both sides have made some conciliatory gestures, but so far a deal has remained out of reach. Wall Street. Dow futures up 66 points, S&P futures better by 8, NASDAQ futures 32 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Nikki Whaley. Two banks held up over the weekend may have been committed by the same robber. On Saturday, the first bank at the BBVA Compass on Monument Road was hit. The witnesses say that the man was a young black man with an oversized sunglasses and wearing a black hoodie. The bandit handed the teller a note where he didn't get any money. He fled on foot. Now, about 1 p.m., about 8 miles down the road, the suspect fitting the same description reception, entered the Vistar Credit Union on Main Street and handed the teller a note. Now, this teller complied. He left with the money and again fled on foot. Anyone with any information is being urged to contact JSO. Four people were hurt after a party turned violent over the weekend. The JSO says that four adults were hit by bullets fired into the air in Mixontown on Clemente Drive. None of the injuries are life-threatening. No arrests have been announced, and JSO is reviewing surveillance video to identify the suspects. That's Jacksonville Dot Radio News.
Good morning, 295 South, US 17. A crash there on the left is causing backup. 95 South at 8th Street, a wreck. 295 North at Commonwealth, an accident. And on the Fullerton Bridge going north, there is a broken down car. Partly cloudy today, high 90. This evening, clear with a low of 76. Currently 73 at WBOB. And here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. An education battle over charter schools is heading to the Florida Supreme Court. The Tallahassee Democrat reports that Florida State Senate Republicans may be open to some compromise on the issue of gun violence legislation. And a new ABC News poll finds that 83% of respondents were not so surprised by President Trump's conversation with the Ukrainian president.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
WBOB. We see this line as an opportunity for us to open up that dialogue around what dolls are for and who dolls are for. And also, as the world begins to celebrate the positive impact of inclusivity, we absolutely fundamentally believed it was time to launch a doll line free of labels and free of rules for
kids. Does Mattel make a gun-toting Barbie?
Don't believe
Gun happy Barbie?
I doubt it.
Does Mattel make a going to church, kneeling down, praying with her Bible Barbie?
Seriously doubt that one.
Does Mattel make a I'm going to my school of choice Barbie out there? 33 minutes after 7 a.m., 831-0600, 904-831-0600. A lot of people are emailing. Ed, you going to talk about the story? I didn't realize it was a big story. Evidently it is. Plus a lot of other issues we're talking about. Mattel says gender-neutral Barbie dolls, they're going to target this between the ages of 3 and 12. And they say it's a time that we must reflect our culture. There should be no labels on children they need between the ages of 3 and 12, because the parents can't do it, of course. Let's do not put any rules, limitations, no labels, excuse me, on their expression. So we're going to target gender-neutral dolls between the ages of 3 and 12. Incredible. Let's go to line two. Let's go to Aaron. Aaron. Hey, Aaron, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I wanted to talk about the opportunity to obtain a weapon if you're transgender, and also talk about the transgender Barbie. Does the transgender Barbie come with a diagnostic statistical manual of mental disorders?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, according to the DSM-5, gender dysphoria is a mental disorder. So how would that speak to the ability to obtain a firearm?
Well, that's a great question. I kept asking this morning. I mean, if we're all going to go down the road of mental illness and we're told that, you know, transgender from psychologists is mentally ill, mentally disturbed, then do you not throw them into the equation of denying them either buying a gun or getting concealed weapons permit, Aaron?
Yeah.
That's all I was just asking. What is your view on this, Aaron?
Well, I think if they're going to, you know, align the criteria to obtain a weapon and say that anybody who has a mental disorder shouldn't be able to own a gun, I think that would, you'd have to look at gender dysphoria as a mental disorder as it's defined in the DSM-5.
Interesting. I appreciate the call. 831-0600. That's why I was asking this morning. I like to pull questions out of the rabbit hat here. Pull the rabbit out of the hat. I guess it would be a rabbit hat if a rabbit's in the hat. The question, I'm just asking, if transgender from man to female, female to male, if that's considered mentally ill, and a lot of psychologists say there is something there, then if we're all about those of mentally ill should not be able to purchase a gun or get a concealed weapons permit, I'm just asking a question. Does that fall into the same fray where mentally or transgender individuals should not be able to purchase a gun or should they not be able to get a concealed weapons permit?
It'd be certainly something to be looked at. You know, I Googled transgender suicide rate just to see what I would come up.
Right.
And the Human Rights Campaign, which is a pro-LGBT
right.
Organization.
HRC.org, right.
They've dedicated an entire page on their website to LGBT transgender specifically suicide rates. They say that between a third and almost a half of all transgender teens have admitted that they have attempted suicide.
Interesting.
All right, let's go to line three. Let's go with Michael. Hey, Michael. Good morning, Michael. All right, let's go with what's all these men call up on the bar? Okay, let's go to James. Hey, James. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I always find it interesting that Mattel would side with promoting mental illness for children. It wasn't but like 10 years ago it was considered without a doubt a mental illness to be transgendered, but with the popular shift in culture not dictating mental health, they decide that it's okay nowadays. I just give you an idea of where I'm going with this.
All right.
If I was to say I'm the king of England, you'd say I'm crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the king of England. I'm not royalty. But if I say I'm a woman, I'm clearly not a woman. How is that any different?
I guess maybe it's depending on your actions. I don't know.
Yeah, I just can't believe that toy companies are going to be siding with mental illness here. I mean, the military viewed it as mental illness, but just a few years ago, as the last caller stated, it's still classified as a mental illness. It just bothers me to see that popular cultures are companies are trying to swing towards little fringe minority groups in the appeasement phase.
You know, James, I got this clip. I'm trying to find out. It must be on one of my backup servers. You know me, I have a boatload of clips here. There is, after the Pulse nightclub shooting, and also, but after the recent shootings that we saw over the last couple of years, even after Parkland, the LGBT community wanted to go after FedEx. Now, some of you out there, follow me where I'm going with this, because not all the LGBT communities are opposing guns here. But there was a good chunk of those in the quote, they said that they spoke for the LGBT community, where they wanted to go after FedEx, because evidently, I think FedEx was one of the biggest supporters of NRA, and they also one of those guys that ship guns out there. And many of the LGBT, there were several women, I wish I can find this clip, where there were lesbians came out and says, we are Second Amendment individuals. Do not touch our guns. And I'll be kind of curious, because if it's considered them to be part, and remember, lesbians and gays are what we're told members of the LGBT community, transgender, and if transgender is a mental illness, is that fair to say that we're going to lump lesbians in with that crowd, and maybe they shouldn't get concealed weapons permits?
That's kind of a stretch, in my opinion. But
I know that's the whole point is a stretch.
Exactly. But is Mattel going to come out with the animal dysphoria, the people that believe they're dogs and cats?
Interesting. Well, I think that's a little bit of a stretch, but hey, who knows on that one? 831-0600-904-831-0600. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Another big issue we are bringing up this morning here, and this is a kind of an interesting question I'd like to pose to you. You out there listening, maybe some of you on your way to school, maybe some of your school teachers. The issue of school choice when it comes to the issue of charter schools. Now, there are many avenues of school choice. You've got virtual schools.
Right.
You've got private schools, and charter schools is considered a school of choice out there. Now there's a big debate, as you know, a couple of years back, House Bill 7069 was passed by the Florida legislature that would direct additional money to charter schools to authorize what they call schools of hope. These schools were created as a new type of charter school aimed at areas where those in low-income areas where children weren't, I guess, passing at the rate that they should at low-performing schools out there. Now, they could be in low-income areas, could not be in low-income areas. But there's a new education battle, and it now is going to go to the Florida State Supreme Court. But the big part of this is my question coming up here in a moment. There are 9 school boards, and more are looking to jump on the bandwagon, which includes Volusia County, Alachua, Orange County, that are suing the state because a judge says, hey, this is constitutional. To take money from the measure that the House Republicans in the state of Florida for opportunity to, if they go to a low-performing school, take that and we'll take taxpayer dollars and go to a charter school. They have said, this is what the school boards have said, and this is where it comes across, and I'd love to hear your opinion on this issue. The school boards have argued that the bill that they deem unconstitutional gives too much power to the state, Tallahassee, and not enough when it comes to the issue of local control. Quote, it violates, this is what the school boards say, it violates parts of the Florida Constitution about local operation of schools. What they're saying is that the decision about approving charter schools and funding them should come from the local school district, not from the state of Florida. So my question to you is, at 831-0600, 831-904-831-0600, my question to you is, when it comes to approving charter schools, when it comes to approving funding and or additional funding, should it be done through Tallahassee? And, they, and by the way, they all love charter schools out there right now. Or should it be left to the local school boards here? The school boards are saying that what the Republicans in Tallahassee is, are doing up there is that the that they're infringing on the rights of local school boards to operate the districts and how they deemed it to be fit to operate. So is this a good move, yes or no?
The problem I have with it, and I support the local school districts, you know, running things locally within their county, I think that's a good thing. However, I do believe there is a built-in conflict of interest in that the school systems, the school boards generally are in the pocket of the traditional public schools, and they're not really that much open to alternatives such as charter, such as school choice, such as homeschooling and virtual schools. And because of that conflict of interest, maybe it should have at least an opportunity to be appealed to Tallahassee.
Okay, but if the if you vote for your local, I understand both sides of this. I think both sides can be a little bit hypocritical on this, but let me address that in a moment. That I understand about local control. If you vote in a local school board member, nonpartisan, and you all know whether they're Democrat or
they're
Republican.
They're supposed to be nonpartisan, but that's just
yeah, they are.
Honestly, come
so,
on.
But if we're all about local school control, why shouldn't they be able to approve or not approve charter schools? Now, I'm all in favor of charter schools. If you don't like it, you vote the individual out. Then again, my conservative friends are saying, I'm already getting the emails this morning that are saying, well, Ed, if we have a bunch of leftists, and by the way, some of my Democrat listeners are saying the same way. They're saying, well, Ed, if a bunch of leftists are running your local school board, wherever you listen to this morning show, that Tallahassee is the one that's going to promote more. We agree with that. In other words, we agree with Tallahassee since the leftists, we don't agree with them and they're controlling everything. Let's get to Tallahassee and give them the power.
Okay.
Democrats are emailing me this morning saying, you know what? We think that the Republicans have too much power in Tallahassee. Did we not elect a local school board to decide the situation?
Right. And I get what you're saying, because at some point the scripts could be flipped. Who knows? You can end up having school boards in the local counties that are pro school choice. Meanwhile, Tallahassee could go against it, and then you end up having
the tide turning against the school reform movement. Democrats, including many of the 2020 presidential hopefuls, are closing ranks against alternatives to conventional public schools.
Paul Gio from the Wall Street Journal on this issue.
Voucher programs and charters. You know, the charter school movement started as a bipartisan movement. Democrats supported it. Barack Obama supported it. Bill Clinton supported it. What's happened to turn so many Democrats against it?
He asked the question again, Paul Gio from the Wall Street Journal. Why did a lot of these individuals support charter schools, but now they no longer support them? That's question number one of this issue. Number two, when it comes to approving charter schools, whether it's in Duval County, other surrounding counties, and other areas, should it be left to the local school board? Well, this local school board's a bunch of leftists. Okay, I'm asking you. Then should we give Tallahassee the approval or the authority to approve a local charter school and or the funding process? Or should it be left to the local school board? What is your view on this? 831-0600-904-831-0600. When it comes to funding for charter schools, should the state, should Tallahassee be involved, state lawmakers, or should we leave it to local the local school district that you voted in? Or if the local school district may be too left or too right, depending on where you're listening to the show, for your taste, should we leave the final decision to Tallahassee on the issue of charter schools? 831-0600-904-831-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
295 South US 17, a crash. 95 South at 8th Street, another accident. 95 North on the Fullerton Bridge, a broken down car. 95 North at Phillips Highway, there's an accident. And if you're on the Shands Bridge this morning going east, there's a crash there this morning.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife.
She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Days before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, look.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Friday nights are about to get fun again. WBOB will help you follow your favorite high school team this season with our Friday night score. Every Friday night, we'll keep you up to date on the score from your favorite teams, as well as scores from your rivals. Enjoy the talk show. We'll keep an eye on the games for you. Friday Night Scoreboard, every Friday night on WBOB.
Partly cloudy today and a high of 90. This evening clear and a low of 76. Right now, 73 at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Over the weekend, Democrats worked the talk shows to build up impeachment favorability. A new ABC News poll finds that about 83% of respondents were not so surprised by President Trump's conversation with the Ukrainian president. And Florida's education commissioner says that in the next 10 years, every Florida school will have an armed teacher.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600. Or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, all right. Let's get some emails 49 minutes after 7 a.m. Don't forget you can catch the podcast of the show. Now, when we get off the air, usually have a lot of guests that sometimes aren't on in the morning show with us, and they just kind of hang around. And so anyway, I kid. So we have we'll do a podcast right after the show for about 15 minutes, and then we record it, and then we'll put it up. It's pretty much fast paced, a lot of issues, but without all the commercials and a lot of the hype. That'll come on after the show. So go ahead and get to the podcast today. Just go to the radio station. Just go to WBOB.com. Let's get to some emails. Here's one from Steven. Ed, what happens if the children who rip the head and arms off a doll, which is transgender, will they be called racist? If it happens, will they be suspended or expelled? That's a good question. Here's one from George. Dang straight. Transgender kids, if they buy these dolls, they're mentally messed up. I'm just reading what the emails say. Here's one from Malcolm. What if Barbie was to really be inclusive? Why shouldn't they make a doll with a Trump supporter t-shirt with Ken wearing a hat that says MAGA?
Yeah.
MAGA country. Roger. MAGA country, Ed. Make America great again. That's a great one right there.
They'll never do that.
That's right. Here's one from Daniel. I think they should make a female Barbie doll that with Hillary Clinton says, yep, delete, 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 delete. That's a great one. I like that one right there.
Isn't Barbie transgender already? Anyway, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know
if
on that
one. Think about it for a little bit. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know that one there. Let me see. Here's one from Jonathan. Here we go again. It's amazing. The Democrats can come out and say that they have one Republican that supports an impeachment inquiry, and then it goes down the road of saying, yep, we have bipartisan support. Here's one from Marcus. He says, Ed, it's unfortunate. I think other Republicans may get on board with an impeachment process. Here's one, another one from Paul. Paul says, Ed, what do you think will happen to Republicans that jump on board with an impeachment process? I bet you that these guys get primaried in their election. Well, that's a great point. What about the Democrats?
Mm-hmm.
If the Democrats don't go along with it, and I'm not saying it's just as bad for the Dems as it is for Republicans. I'm saying, what if some of the Democrats do or don't go along for impeachment? I think that, what if the Democrats that go along with impeachment, I don't think they're going to be primaried.
You know what?
Maybe the ones that don't go along could be primaried.
There probably could be some, and there have been some Democrats who aren't supporting impeachment, including a Georgia congresswoman who says she doesn't support it. But I think that may be part and parcel of the reason why Nancy Pelosi did not allow a vote on the impeachment inquiry. She just called it herself to allow there be some protection for congresspeople who are Democrats.
Yeah, some of the emails is a big story that's also come up over the weekend. Business Democrats that supported Obama in 2008, supported Obama in 2012, Hillary Clinton in 2016. They supported the TARP. They supported the stimulus. So did the Chamber of Commerce, by the way. National Chamber of Commerce. U.S. Chamber of Commerce. My question is there's a big story that we play the clips. We'll play them at the top of the hour in a few minutes. That business Democrats are saying that as much as they don't like Trump, I don't know why they wouldn't go along with Trump. Trump's been great for their business.
Mm-hmm.
But these are business Democrats. They're saying if Elizabeth Warren, which is no different than ODB, old dirty Bernie Sanders, if they become the nominee, they will sit out the election or even possibly help Trump. And so I keep asking the question, well, if and we had some interesting calls on this morning, that if the business Democrats in Wall Street, and they're not all filled with conservatives, by the way, okay, but if the business Democrats supported Obama in 2008, 2012, and Hillary in 2016, my question to you, and I'm looking for something here. I'd like to hear your view at 831-0600. Why would they not support Elizabeth Warren in 2020? That's question number one. My question to you is that if you're a North Florida Democrat or a Democrat in South Georgia, whatever, it doesn't matter wherever you listen to the show, we hear that 30% of Democrats are pro-life. I think maybe 20-25% here Republicans can be pro-choice.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lot of those that 15% of those in the black community did not support Andrew Gillum. They supported Ron DeSantis on the issue of school choice. Let's say that number's up to 20. Let's be real. 20-25% of Democrats support school choice. Democrats support guns. My question to you as a Democrat or you that have family or friends as Democrats, when you have a conversation, will they, I'm not saying their vote is all in favor of Trump, but what have they said? Out of one of those three issues, tell me which one or give me an issue we haven't talked about. Is it taxes? Is it the border? Give me an issue where you think that they wouldn't vote for a Democrat. That's probably a better one.
Okay.
Is it on abortion? Is it on guns? Is it on the issue of immigration? Is it on the issue of the economy? Why do you think that if Democrats don't get the vote from other Democrats this mm-hmm. year, why do you think that is?
Yeah.
Why do you think that
very
is?
Very good. And I suspect that a lot of the North Florida Democrats already vote Republican. They just haven't changed their party affiliation.
All right. And by the way, some of the Republicans, why would you support some of the Democrats now? Is it because you don't like Trump and his demeanor? I mean, I hear that a lot as well. 831-0600. Talk Radio, WBOB.
295 South, US 17, a crash on the left. 95 South at 8th Street, another accident. On the Fuller Warren Bridge, there's a broken down car. And at I-95 North at Phillips Highway, we're looking at a wreck there as well.
Wells Fargo has a new CEO. Feds crack a Medicare gene test scam and the latest economic reports this week. Those stories next.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. One customer had a warehouse with a rat problem. He was catching over 20 rats a day. He called pest controllers, but nothing solved the problem. Then I came along. My plug-in pest-free commercial system got rid of the rats, and since then he's seen maybe three in the last 12 months. Plug-in Pest Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug-in Pest Free.
Wells Fargo naming its third CEO in as many years as it tries to put a series of scandals behind it. Charles Scharf, the CEO of Bank of New York Mellon, takes over from C. Allen Parker. Wells Fargo involved in a series of scandals that started back in 2016 when millions of fake checking accounts were discovered, opened by employees to meet sales quotas. Federal agents say they've taken down a $2 billion Medicare scam that enticed seniors to get their cheek swabbed for unneeded DNA tests. Dubbed Operation Double Helix, the crackdown targeted telemedicine companies, doctors, and labs. 35 people charged around the country. Economic reports this week include the latest on manufacturing and construction spending, as well as the September jobs report. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern, on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
The Everglades, previously stretching from Kissimmee to the Florida Keys, home to thousands of species of plants and animals, and an ecosystem found nowhere else on Earth, is half its original size and starved of water. To learn more and to help restore America's Everglades, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Ask an attorney about Florida law.
WBOB and The Answer invites you to join Joseph Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. He'll answer your questions about Florida state planning, Medicaid, divorce, family law, guardianship, adoption, tax law, and personal injury. Call attorney Joe Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. Right here, WBOB, The Answer.
Partly cloudy this morning, sunny by the afternoon, our high around 90. This evening clear, 76 the low, and right now it's 73 at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
These are people who work at the big banks. These are people who work in private equity and hedge funds on Wall Street in the finance community. And they really are kind of sounding the alarm bells here with Senator Elizabeth Warren. If they are planning, at least at this point, if she goes ahead and captures this nomination, they are saying that they are threatening to sit out the election and not help her with fundraising, or even go as far as potentially helping President Trump.
Now, here's the question. You ready for a conspiracy? I think many of you probably already realize this. The argument's going to, because I don't think the media is behind Joe Biden, or are they? Are they behind Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders? Because if that's the case, would you not sit back and say Trump wants to have investigations into Biden and blah, blah, to kick him out so he can run against Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders?
It's hard to say who they're behind. We just know who they're against.
Well, that's for sure. That's probably better said than what I just brought up. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.